Oh, Rhino, I got to get that in here for, oh, here I am talking to you, Bub, about other things, thinking about your projects, and I'm forgetting we're live right here from inside the main facility at Bubba's Exotic Motorsports. I'm Tom. It's Monday morning. We all know the Master Bubba who's back from not feeling well. Good morning, Bub. How are we doing today?
Doing really good, man. Feeling great today.
Yeah.
On fire over here. I'll tell you what, man. We are here at BE.
Monday morning, Bub.
Yeah. Right. I'll tell you what, dude. Listen, so we've been here since like 6 a.m. this morning. We've already been to the Marlins Stadium. We've already been transferring
yes.
player rides back and forth. So it is our crunch time right now, all through the next 2 months during spring training for all these ball players locally.
Yes.
We have like six teams, and let me tell you, they're flooding us right now with these modern performance crazy vehicles that we are doing, every one of them one-off, looking like they're show ready.
When you're the best of the best, that's why people come to you, Bub. This episode is brought to you by Bubba's Exotic Motorsports, ladies and gentlemen. That's bubbasexoticmotorsports.com. Please join us for over 20,000 brand new parts available from the biggest names in the industry right there. Miss Outlaw Boutique, you can order all of our parts online as well and have them drop shipped right to you. Your wheel and tire combination, Bub personally designs, and everything will come right to you, balanced, ready to go. Miss Outlaw Boutique, for the finest in Outlaw Boutique fashion and apparel, the moose is loose down in Abacoa at 561-660-6695. The ladies' man is on set with us with his SAG card. He's sitting right here. You just don't see him. Nitto Tire, can't say enough. Nitto keeps Bubba rolling, right, Bub?
Listen, bro, let me tell you. So right now you are not only looking at Miami Marlins second baseman, Derek.
And he let it fly yesterday. Home run.
This guy, have you not seen the paper this morning? It has been blowing up from his event this week.
It's amazing.
Let's see here.
Gives me chills.
Home runs out of
the
park, bro. Straight out of the park. The guy is literally holding it down for the Miami Marlins organization right now. He is literally the big man standing right now on the team. A lot of the guys have
been one of his vehicles you built.
Players. So I'll tell you what, dude, this thing is insane. You got to make it look top class for somebody like him. But he has been on fire, dude, covering the paper, covering the media. And
what did he
right
say?
Here,
he sent you the home run right after he hit it yesterday. What's he say, Bub?
Let it fly.
Let it fly. Double D, 32. How about 32 double D?
Let me tell. What?
32
so,
double D.
So listen. So this is his Jeep JK. As you can see, this thing is sitting on a beautiful lift, a crazy set of Nitto Trail Grappler tires. But what do you know? Your phone is on, still dinging. And right behind that, this is a brand new setup that we are getting ready to do an incredible build on another ball player's Logan Morrison's. Everybody knows him as Lomo. This is now riding on the Nitto Ridge Grappler tires on a crazy set of XD custom wheels with a bronze and matte black tint to them. So this thing, let me tell you, is going to be one nasty urban looking assault vehicle.
Bear Jackson, Bub. Bear Jackson's in town the 12th through the 15th of April. Talked to Mike on Saturday. He wanted to make sure you were okay and feeling well as well, Bub.
Feeling good.
He knew you were out, Bub, and was not happy that you were feeling bad.
Yeah, hey, man, I was just sick. I got food poisoning.
Yes, that's it. Food poisoning. You know how that goes, Bub. And Bub, finally, Rough Country, man. Rough Country is off-road and on-road truck and Jeep supplies.
Done Bubba style.
Right on, Bub. You are doing this beautiful wheel and tire combination that you designed for Logan Morrison, Lomo, and you are getting that ready to go on an assault excursion you're building. We've heard a little bit about that. Why is it, Bub, you choose Nitto tires, just to get back into that segment you were doing a second ago? You could choose anybody, but why Nitto?
Yeah, you know, I talk about that all the time. It's really more for the fact that they offer something for everything, and that is, as you know, I'm very brand specific
yes.
and loyal. I like to go to places, to companies, to product lines that offer a little bit of everything, especially that
sure.
what we do here in-house at BEM. Just for that loyalty, also for that product, I mean, it's just the quality. You know, there's literally something everywhere from. We had Motegi Wheels actually do a repost of
our BEM
track car yesterday. So, you know, it's literally everything from our track cars to our street cars to our on-roads to our off-roads. Drag tires, anything
yes.
you can imagine, Nitto Tire does offer a full replacement for it, whether it's a stock replacement on an OE car or an upgraded version, like you're going on-road, off-road. This one is their brand new Ridge Grappler series. That is their very off-road aggressive looking tire, but this thing has a highway tread pattern on top. So this is a 65,000 mile tire. That's almost unheard of in the big lifted truck world of today. Most of those tires, typically these guys are getting like 8,000-10,000 miles
sure,
out of them from the weight class, and people aren't doing the load ranges properly. These things, if done properly, will last you a very long time, and they give you everything you want them to do. The looks, the function, the form, everything.
How about, Bub, how does it stack up to something? I know you're not a negative person, neither am I, but how does it stack up to, like, Toyo or something like that, or some of the other off-road brands?
You know, that's a good question. You know, they have their line as well. Toyo's got a pretty solid product line as well. You know, it's very, very slim.
So why don't you build with them?
Well, you know, like I mentioned, I've always been loyal to, you know, certain companies, and Nitto I've been with since 2004, and they've stood behind us. They've done a lot with us.
Yep.
And their product has proven itself, and it's never let me down.
Time and time again.
It's never let me down.
Have you ever had anybody come back with a flat on a Nitto tire ever?
No. I mean, I've never had anything from a faulty tire standpoint go wrong ever. So it's you know, pretty solid backing there, and you know, the guys take really good care of us. They give you everything again from a product line that you could ask for. And very much like, you know, Toyo does the same thing as well. They do have the on-road, they have the off-road, they have, sure, like the highway style tires, they have the track tires, they have, you know, the triple eights. There are plenty of tires out there that give you the on-road, off-road, the road course competition. There's plenty of that out there. I feel like in that kind of ballpark, that is, for me, my personal preference is Nitto.
So, Bub, that's a great endorsement. We should do a segment just on, we'll talk, ladies and gentlemen, perhaps later this week or in an upcoming segment. You're welcome to submit your segment ideas to sales@bubbasexoticmotorsports.com. We need to know about tires, load ranges, and how to load them properly.
Yeah, that's,
and how
that's
to set
an important
them properly
one, yeah.
We need to talk about that. Bub, this is the Derek Dietrich, number 32 for the Miami Marlins. He is the key player over there right now. This is the Rough Country Bubba's Exotic Motorsports Jeep you have been building over the course of time. It has white accents that white out, black accents here. This is the Rough Country grill we saw on Friday's feature we talked about that was textured finish. You went through, smoothed that textured finish out, did a beautiful base coat, clear coat, gloss black paint, with matching inset instead of having that ugly inset on the grill for this particular build. Ugly, yeah, in that it was textured and not what you wanted it to,
right,
be.
Yeah, it was, you know, this is, you know, we talked about, you know, how do I pick and choose, you know, from a theming, from a design standpoint. It's all about just looking at that vehicle and let your mind flow. And on this case for Double D, we wanted to definitely go ahead and do a gloss white insert with a gloss black framing. And as you can see, that fits the theme of the Jeep with, you know, the gloss black accenting around the headlight bezels. This actually is the factory Jeep grill that is installed in here. So nothing crazy modified there, nothing more than just paint, some color changing effects, and what makes it look really aggressive.
Sure.
With the 20-inch LED single chrome series, single row light bar from Rough Country themselves, directly available through bubbasexoticmotorsports.com.
Yeah, you can buy it right there.
These things, I'm telling you, literally, we've probably had over 100 orders for these things,
yep,
going out. I would say probably 60% of those orders we've done custom painting as they
ship.
Them right out.
Yeah.
It's, you know, people love that kind of stuff. Some people like them with just the paint and the insert and then leaving the texture on the outside. Some people want the outside textured. Some people just want a little orange or something in here as like, a, you know, the accent color. Depending on, you know, maybe they have different color calipers or springs or differential covers or, you know, in today's world,
the
people
accenting.
Run crazy with it, right? So this thing, I feel like it came together beautifully with it. We did keep the stainless button heads on top for that extra little touch of color right there. Matching this, we actually did do, it's very hard to see in the actual video, but we can do photos of this for Instagram later. This is rocking a 50-inch straight single row chrome series light bar, and the windshield brackets are actually completely custom painted.
I want to talk about
pinstripe.
That.
So this thing, it looks exactly like it should. Hey, why don't you push that button right there?
Which,
that's
oh,
not
this
where
one
the
right
button
here?
Belongs.
Dude, oh, ladies and gentlemen, there it is.
I don't know how bright that is on the camera.
Oh,
I haven't even checked it.
Yeah.
But that is really freaking bright in here right now. And I actually, that's not where the switch is going to stay, guys. Trust me.
No, you just did it for demonstration purposes.
Literally, I just ran the switch to right here just so you can push it without walking.
One of the
over.
Things, Bub, I want to talk about from a design standpoint, there are two things, ladies and gentlemen, I want to talk about. When you design this, this tells you how deep Bub drills down. One of the concerns he had with the textured finish is South Florida has a lot of what we call love bugs. And for several months of the year, those bugs will plaster themselves to anything they touch. They're small bugs, they mate while they're flying, and they get smashed over anything, Bub.
Yeah.
You typically build front ends for things so that they're very easy to work with. Mm-hmm. One of your concerns was the textured finish would be a little bit tough to get the love bugs off of. What paint did you use on this and why for that reason?
So this is actually rocking what should be on here. So this is actually a Jeep base coat, clear coat white. Everything that we shoot with is all PPG based here, so this was not a hard job to do at all. This was a textured powder coat finish when it came in, so in order to remove that and give it a very smooth finish and shine to it so it looks like it was that mass production from Jeep directly, we did have to cut that all the way down with 80, do a primer on it, then we have to do a blocking on it. So it is much more than take it out of the box, scuff
yes.
it, shoot it. It was probably 3-4 hours worth of working time just into prepping that for paint prior to putting the paint on it, but I did paint this thing this weekend, so it had plenty of time to dry up for today's install. You can see already we're at 11 o'clock. We've been here since about 6 this morning. So just between those, you know, 3-4 hours, I've already gotten the entire grill assembly installed and the light bar brackets. Everything's mounted, pinstriped, ready to go. So now I'm down to that final hour or so of just the wiring and mounting all the switches where I want them, and then that is it.
By the way, Bub, I want to mention to everybody, you cannot see it, ladies and gentlemen, although perhaps you can if I move this camera, correct?
Oh, Christ.
Don't move it. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, this
just
is
tuned for the Instagram posting this afternoon, Instagram and Facebook. You will see it.
Absolutely.
You'll see the details in the job.
Bub, you did do a pinstripe that ran all the way across the base of this windshield. You went black on this, black on the mirrors, black on the upper frame and the whole top area, and you pinstriped it with the beautiful silver and black to accent and pull off the wheel and tire combination as well. That pinstripe was matched by the bracket you painted, and it's just stunning the way you did it. Your separation line is completely non-visible. You did a wet sand and buff so that you couldn't see the combination of the two paints, a black gloss upper to match the upper cab area and a white body match on the lower area, and then pinstriped it with direct precision so that it is one solid piece here.
Yeah.
Stunning. No other Jeep in the world looks like that.
You know, and that's what we talk about all the time is, you know, the way that these installs are done is we like to be very much from a clean standpoint while being very aggressive and unique in its style. And you don't often get that in today's world. You typically have a lot of guys out there, whether they're just do-it-yourselfers, other builders. There are some guys that just lack that taste, you know, and there's nothing wrong with that. It's just it's out there. And you see that there are some people that will take stuff and they just get so excited, they put it on, and then that's the end of it. But there are also guys that take it over the top, and it really just, for that final touch, when you walk up and you see this Jeep, for example, it's totally different because it doesn't look like it's just out of the box. It looks like it's out of the box and purpose-built for the,
vehicle.
So it makes it that much nicer, and it looks that much stronger.
Just a stunning, stunning job. I can't imagine, Bub, what it's going to be like when that 59-inch light bar lines up top, man.
Yeah, it's going to be pretty solid, dude. So, you know, we're looking forward to it. We had a lot of fun with it. And I'll tell you what, man, these are not expensive upgrades. This makes the face of this Jeep total facelift. This thing looks incredible now from the front, very aggressive, very clean. The grill themselves, if you were to just go without a 20-inch light bar, the grills themselves, $100, man. That is it, $99.95. It's just
that simple. Order it online.
Or if you go with any of the 20-inch light bars, there is a single row. This is a chrome series. There is a dual row, which is double the thickness of it. That is a black series background for some of the guys that have that murdered outlook. Those are $300, so it's really not that expensive compared to some of the other competitors out there.
Yeah.
And that roof bar, not expensive at all. So the same thing, $300, $500, $600 for the whole thing installed, ready to go. That is about pretty good.
That's right, Bub. And you
can
have
light
these
bars out there that are more expensive than that just for the one bar. No brackets.
Well, these come with the lifetime warranty as well.
Right.
So, Bub, and you will take the, your customers' orders as long as they provide you with a VIN code so you can pull the proper paint code and do the same thing for them.
Yep.
And we will drop ship them to their place of residence.
Yep.
Or shop or work.
That's it.
All part of it, right, Bub?
Yep. So stay tuned for the Instagram posting. You guys will see it this afternoon. Once I do all my final wiring, get all this thing, you know, fine-tuned and cleaned up, I haven't even wiped handprints yet. I just finished this like 10 minutes ago, so wait for that. We will do the Instagram, Facebook postings, Twitter, social media, whatever it is you're connected to. Go to bubbasexoticmotorsports.com, scroll down. Left-hand side of the page, you'll see everything out there, whether it's the Twitter, whether it's Facebook, YouTube,
yep,
whatever the heck it is you guys are connected to. If you subscribe to us, it will go live in your pocket on the spot.
New segment coming to the Saturday show. It's called Larry Did It, Bub.
Oh, boy.
You ought to see the things Larry wrecks.
I know.
Larry, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, is the official upholstery shop of Bubba's Exotic Motorsports, Sunnyside Trim Shop. They've got a bunch of stuff going on up there, man. The quality of what's coming out of there is amazing, Bub.
Yep.
Incredible, man.
Yep. Phew.
Never end. But Larry did it. He broke it again, Bub.
Hey, we'll see about that.
How about that, huh?
Yeah.
We got to blame him for something.
He keeps getting the blame.
I can't get, but you're seeing what's going on behind. I can't take all the blame, Bub, for everything.
That's typically because you do it all. So
but
you
see,
just
now
take
I have
it.
Somebody to share it with.
But he's not doing anything.
How about the little Morris Mini Woody right offset, Bub?
Pretty cute.
Pretty cute. Problem is you wouldn't fit in it.
Oh, no chance, dude. I think I'd be scrubbing the ground if I sat on the left side.
Bub, that's going to do it for this segment. We got to get out and get your eyes checked today.
That's right.
How about that, Bub?
I got to keep them on point, too, because if I didn't, I would not be doing some crazy stuff like this.
That's exactly right. Until Friday, Bub, when we bring you the next live stream prior to the Saturday show, the number one rated internationally syndicated motorsports podcast, Bub. Let's do what?
Keep on doing it, Bubba style.
Ladies and gentlemen, this episode has been brought to you by Bubba's Exotic Motorsports. That's bubbasexoticmotorsports.com. Please visit us online for all the fine products just like this that you see Bub building on major celebrity Jeeps. www.bubbasexoticmotorsports.com. Bub says turn on the light again. Here we go. How about that, Bub? And that's not even sitting in the camera, huh? Super bright, isn't it?
Pretty bright. bright.
Yeah, it's really bright.
All right, quick takeaway.
All right, all right, all right. That would certainly blind somebody. I know a Miami Marlins coach whose Jeep you're doing, who's planning to blind people, Bub, and he's going to do it just because he can. Miss Outlaw Boutique, the moose is loose in Abacoa, ladies and gentlemen. The stunningly beautiful supermodel Layla Von Athey and her gorgeous mom, Robin, down there to assist you in all your boutique needs, man. They are getting going for baseball season. How about that, man? Pretty cool. 561-660-6695. Ladies and gentlemen, Nitto Tire. The world rolls on Nitto Tire. Bubba style. How about that? It's the only thing Bubba will build with. Funny, little man told us it was 11:30 time to film. I'm going to let you see him in just a second here. He's laying right at the foot of the camera, ladies and gentlemen. Rough country. Rough country are trucks and Jeeps done Bubba style. This is what Bub chooses to build with. And let's not forget about Barrett Jackson, April 12th through the 15th, Bub. They have the big, the world's largest car collection rolling across that stage. Quality stuff coming in and out. You always get cars coming in after the Barrett Jackson show. Let's go down and support them. We'll be there with other celebrity guests. Going to be a really, really good time. Barrett Jackson is auto auctions done Bubba style. Ladies and gentlemen, let's reach out to touch somebody's life in a very positive manner today. Let's open the door for somebody who's got their hands full. Let's find a pair of shoes for somebody that's got holes in the bottom of theirs. I have holes in mine. You've seen them, but that's because the ladies' man likes to act up, right? How about that? And if somebody's hungry, ladies and gentlemen, Burger King, McDonald's, Sunoco, Citgo. We were out on the bike yesterday enjoying the beach a little bit and just rode by a quick convenience store. It was $3, $5 for me to get $5, yeah, to get a protein shake and a protein bar. So you can give people some health out there, and it's not expensive to do it. Let me let you say goodbye to the ladies, man. But little man, let's get up and say goodbye to everybody since you didn't make an appearance on camera today. There he is, ladies and gentlemen. There is the ladies, man. He's hanging out with us on the set. Can they see him there, Bub?
Yep.
There he is. Right on, babe. All right. And until tomorrow, ladies and no, actually, ladies and gentlemen, until Friday. Write in with your sales with your topics that you'd like us to discuss here, sales@bubbasexoticmotorsports.com, and we will get them on the show. Until Friday, ladies and gentlemen, let's keep on doing it, please. Bubba style. Little man, you ready to go eat? We got to get Dad's eyes checked. We gotta